The Pilot Varsity is a cool little fountain pen. Coming preloaded with ink, it's one of the go-to pens that I recommend for people just starting out who want to get right to the benefit of writing without having to worry about all the filling and cleaning and stuff like that that can sometimes just feel like work. The Varsity is technically designed as a disposable pen, but I always feel bad tossing it out after using up the 1.5 milliliters of ink that comes with it, both for the environment and because it's still a good pen. Well, I've heard others in the pen community have refilled theirs for years, and I always knew that that was an option, but I never actually sat down and did it myself until fairly recently. And since I learned some things in the process, I wanted to share it with you all today in case you were interested in doing the same. Now, a disclaimer here, this is a hack, and it isn't something that Pilot is particularly designed this pen to do, so this is a do at your own risk kind of a thing. Now that said, you're basically gonna be doing this on a disposable pen that's most often going to be completely used up, so you're essentially doing it on what would otherwise be trash, so the risk is pretty low. Here's what you'll need. A Pilot Varsity, obviously. A pair of pliers, yeah that's right, pliers. A piece of rubber like Goulet grip, maybe an old bicycle inner tube, some plumber's gasket, basically anything to protect the feed from the pliers. A cup, water, maybe some dish soap. Cotton swabs. Optionally, maybe a modified bulb syringe, though you don't have to have that. Some ink. And an ink syringe, transfer pipette, or an eyedropper, basically just something to fill the pen back up. All right, step one. First, you'll want to remove the nib. It just slides off the feed, and you should be able to pull it from the wings just to get it right off of there, just using your fingers. Next is the trickiest part, removing the feed. Now, it's friction fit inside the grip, but it snaps in place, so there's a lot of force to overcome. I have some pretty strong fingers, and I couldn't pull it out with just my fingers, no matter how hard I tried. That's where the pliers come in. You'll want to wrap the rubber or whatever protection that you have around the top and the bottom of the feed. Now place the pliers on top of the rubber, making sure that you're gripping on the top and bottom of the feed, not on the sides, because if you damage those wings, the nib won't fit back on properly. Clamp the pliers down with your dominant hand, using a pretty good amount of force, and then using your other hand, grip the pen body with your pinky, ring finger, and middle finger, and then use your pointer and thumb to sort of push the pen body away from the pliers in as controlled a manner as possible. Try not to just Incredible Hulk and just rip the pen apart, or you could break it, maybe fling some ink around, or otherwise just kind of cause a scene. Once you remove the feed, clean it out as best you can. Because it has a fiber wick feed, flushing it with a bulb syringe, you know, maybe won't work the same as a normal fountain pen, but you can still try it if you've got one handy. You'll just have to flush it kind of a bunch of times. I find that soaking the feed tends to work pretty well. Maybe using some dish soap or pen flush can help too. Just make sure you flush it with just regular water after that. And don't be surprised if you can't get all the color out of the feed. Just do your best. That wick feed tends to hold on to some of that color. You'll want to rinse and swab out the barrel of the pen, which really shouldn't be too hard to do. All right, get the ink to refill the pen. You can use whatever fountain pen ink that you want, but I recommend something that's a fairly conventional ink. If you use an ink that's pigmented, has some shimmer, or is otherwise just a high maintenance ink, it's likely to clog up the wick feed sooner and shorten the usable life of the pen. Though you're already reviving it from death anyway, so basically you have nothing to lose, so whatever, just put whatever you want in there. Though I will say it's kind of a pain to clean, so it's best to dedicate a given ink color so that you can just refill it without having to clean it out in between. That's just some of my own advice. Using whatever ink transfer device that you have, put 1.5 milliliters of ink into the pen. Basically only up to the line where the pen cap would meet the barrel. If you fill any higher than this, then your feed is gonna displace that ink in a glorious splashing as you try to snap it back into place. You'll notice that the pen doesn't hold the entire body full of ink. The ink chamber is basically as big as the ink window. Once filled, you put the feed back in however you want, whatever orientation, but I like to line it up so that ultimately the nib will be in line with the Pilot Varsity wording, but you do you. Put the rubber on the feed and grip in the top and bottom of the feed with the pliers the same as you did when you removed it. Except this time, you'll be pushing in instead of pulling out. You'll want to push it in until you hear and feel an unignorable snap, and the feed is slightly inset into the grip. If it's sitting flush, then you haven't actually fully snapped it into place, and you need to push harder. Slide the nib back onto the feed, and let the pen sit for a little while the ink has a chance to work its way through the wick feed. You can store it nib down for a bit if you need to. That might help move things along. And then as soon as you get ink writing out of the nib, you should be all set. there you go, a little fun hack for a little fun pen. Let me know how it goes for you and if you get a chance to try it, and let me know in the comments what ink that you end up putting in your varsities. You can get Pilot Varsities, over 800 colors of ink, and all the other pen accessories that you see here on GouletPens.com. Thanks so much for watching, and right on.